It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Trump administration's One Big Beautiful Bill Act that became law last year instituted a federal income tax deduction for tipped wages of service industry workers.
Now, Wisconsin lawmakers are pushing a similar state tax break for tips.
The bill that would match the federal tax deduction has passed both chambers of the legislature with some bipartisan support and is headed to Governor Evers' desk for a signature.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsin workers rely on tips as part of their incomes. With tax filing season underway, we're checking in with three of them now to hear their experiences in the service industry.
Ethan Radecki is a bartender at Commodore Club in Appleton. John Coya is the head bartender and banquet captain at the Rooftop at Hotel Goodwin in Beloit. And Carly Passer is a bartender and server at Junction Pub in Milton. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Nice to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Ethan, I'm going to start with you. Can you start out by giving us some idea as to how much of your income is based on tips?
I'd say it's over half of my income, at least. Usually when I'm in the service industry, I always say I try to stick with smaller companies, smaller businesses that do craft cocktails and, you know, give me an hourly rate, but that I appreciate, because really I always say it's the guests that pay us. We're there to like get our income via them. And I just try to work somewhere with a company that kind of keeps that in mind and gives me a better work-life balance rather than the money. So I'd say the tips are quite important.
Carly, how about for you? How critical are your tips to earning a living wage?
I would honestly bump it up a little bit more, even to like 75% of my income comes from tips. And I think that's kind of the case in a lot of different places that I've worked, where the hourly rate is a lot lower than people expect. But then, like he said, it's very much the customers that give us our income.
75%, that means that any fluctuations you can really feel in your paycheck at the end of the day, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
And John, how about for you? What do tips feel like? Are your, you know, wages driven by the number of customers that choose to write a tip on the tip line?
Absolutely, yeah. It's about the same for me, about 70%. It's somewhere in that range. But it definitely, especially this time of year, definitely gets a little tight with tips.
You notice changes seasonally with tips, John?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. January is usually a really slow month for tips and just people going out in general, you know, after the holidays and, you know, you got your New Year's resolutions and all that other fun stuff. So it's just a slow time of the year.
How about for you, Ethan? Do you tend to feel those differences in the season? How consistent are your wages when they're dependent on tips?
It is pretty wild how that works out usually. For example, the bar that I was at last year, the Loon Room in Milwaukee, January, we made so much more in tips than we would have thought. You know, it was really cranking at the bar, and February was really dead. So just to talk about, like, yeah, we think, oh, there's going to be a slow season. We know that January is going to be a little slower. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And sometimes months that you're relying on that money, it just doesn't come in, which, you know, there's some unpredictable things and things that you can't project that definitely make it weird to balance.
Carly, do you feel an added pressure to have to perform above and beyond to earn that money from customers through tips?
I think, yeah, to some extent, for sure. I think especially when you're first starting out, but once you become a server or a bartender and you work in that industry for a long time, it almost just comes natural, where for me, I don't really feel like I have to go above and beyond. It's just kind of something that is ingrained in me now. And I think if you like the service industry, it becomes an easier task. Now, when there's a difficult customer, there's a busy time, there's whatever, sure, you have to kind of go above and beyond and do the extra for those customers. But I think after a while, it just kind of becomes natural.
John, do you feel an added performance burden at the bar?
No, I kind of agree with Carly on that. After doing it for a while, it's natural. And you realize that the more you take care of the customers, the more they tip you. So it kind of just comes along with it.
John, turning to tax season, I understand you just did your taxes the other day. How much of a difference will it make for you not having a portion of your tips taxed by the federal government?
Oh, it's huge, actually. I actually over doubled my tax return from last year compared to this year, just federally.
Did that surprise you?
I knew it was going to be bigger, but the amount that was bigger was actually really refreshing and good to see.
What will you put that money toward? Did you have something in mind?
Paying off bills mostly. Just this time of year is just kind of slower. So just, paying off bills for the most part.
Ethan, will this tax filing season feel different for you as you see this new aspect of it and, not taxing a portion of your tips?
Yeah, so I did my taxes yesterday, actually. I saw a huge difference in the federal return and not much different in the state return this year. And going into it, I didn't really, there's always talks about, we're going to stop taxing tips, we're going to do this. I've heard a lot of things, so I didn't really have, high hopes or rely anything on it. But I saw, a 70% increase in what I got from last year. There may be other factors. There's different places that I've been working, but I sure liked that. And if I could feel that bump in my state return, too, that'd be a huge help.
How would it help you? What might you put those extra dollars toward?
Oh, this year I am just trying to build my savings again. That's all I'm doing. Just trying to make sure we've got enough in there because, 2020 has been a weird year. There's definitely been financial hiccups here and there, and just going to get back to making sure I got plenty of money in the bank in case anything goes wrong or in case I want to take a vacation or, just need some time off from the bar for a week,
Carly, what do you anticipate for tax season?
I'm not sure what I'm going to expect. I also worked at a different place last summer, so things are going to look a little bit different for me, but I'm excited to see what happens for sure.
We are talking about the service industry in Wisconsin and workers who rely on tips as a large portion of their income. We have three Wisconsin bartenders, Ethan Radecki from Commodore Club in Appleton, John Koya is here from the rooftop at Hotel Goodwin in Beloit, and Carly Passer from Junction Pub in Milton. John, do you think your customers fully realize how important tips are for your overall income and your quality of life?
A good portion of them do, I'm sure. And they usually appreciate their gratitude,
Because you also develop relationships over time with your customers. You know about their lives. You have this one line about, you're pouring care into strangers. Can you talk a little bit about that connection with your customers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've made so many good friends and made so many relationships over the years just through bartending. And it's one of my favorite parts of the job for sure.
Ethan, you've worked at different types of bars in Appleton and Milwaukee, and you even worked, before that in Colorado. Have you noticed differences in how people handle tips at different types of bars or different locations, or is it pretty universal across the service industry?
When I was working in Colorado, I worked at a pretty high-paced cocktail bar, a lot of patrons coming in, a lot of stuff going on. Heavy tips every night, and I definitely got taxed a lot heavier when I was there. We also got cashed out at the end of every night. We would go do a checkout in the office and we would just pretty much every credit card tip that we had, we would just be given money at the end of the night. And then we had to claim those tips to the state and federal government on the POS system before we left. Whereas now in most of the places I've been in Wisconsin, we are working, we get that paycheck, and then it's kind of taken care of for us, which can be good because, there aren't as many errors. We're not worried about accidentally not claiming tips and then the IRS having a problem with it if there's any error that you made or any error that they're just predicting because they don't know anything about your income. Whereas, here it's like it's a little easier to not worry about things like that. I'd also say I've been working at lower volume places and small businesses, and that's definitely changed the type of income that I have.
In what way?
So, Well, when you're working at a smaller bar, usually I'm working like alone. So I'm taking care of most of the guests by myself or with one other person rather than working with like a team of 16 people.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's kind of hard to like gauge that difference. But I did notice that like I get taxed a little bit less here. Definitely wasn't really getting much of a return when I lived in Colorado. But here lately it's been less, but yeah, I still see a little bit of a return.
John, you've also worked in a number of smaller Wisconsin communities and others in Illinois as well. Have you noticed any different trends across the places you've worked?
Definitely the place you're in can dictate the type of customers you have. I used to work out in Libertyville, and it was a little bit more upscale, I guess, in general, as far as the community. And the tips were still good, but just the way the customers treat you is a little different sometimes. So I've always found it's good to find a place that you jive well and you fit in with not only just the venue itself, but the customers as well.
Oh, that's interesting that it's not just your coworkers, but the customers also make that environment. And you have to look at both in order to ensure that you're working in the right place for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Carly, you've also served food you're also serving food at your bar in Milton. Have you seen a difference? Does that tips are you receive compared to customers who are only tipping on the cost of drinks?
It kind of varies for sure. I think the customers that come in and all they're doing is drinking, in my experience, I think they tend to tip higher. There's obviously the customers that only come in and eat food, and you're going to have the few that'll tip really well, and the ones that don't, they just tip the average. But I think from what I've noticed, yeah, I think the people that are just drinking tend to tip a little bit more.
Ethan, has the service industry gotten better or worse overall since the COVID pandemic years?
Since the pandemic, there's definitely a decline in like younger people drinking in certain parts of the country. So that'll always affect it. Sometimes for the better, because sometimes, you know, the 21-year-old people haven't been to the bar. They don't necessarily have the same quote unquote like bar etiquette. So I'm not getting like younger people who don't understand that we do rely on these tips and that, you know, we do kind of expect, you know, somewhere in the 18 to 25% range of gratuity. But that being said, now that I'm in Appleton, there's definitely, you know, I'll get the customers who kind of come in, get the sticker shock because they're like, oh, we don't usually go to a craft cocktail bar. And this is a little bit different. I'm used to paying, you know, $3 or $4 for my vodka soda. And here it's a little bit more, but obviously at Commodore Club, all of our rails are not, they're not just standard rail spirits. Like we try to have everything. We try to have quality spirits and quality options for everything. So I'd say that's more where I see the difference in tipping. But we do have a lot of those regulars, a lot of those people who are yearning for that quality of thing that isn't quite as prominent in this part of the state. They come in regularly and they definitely appreciate it and tip towards, you know, more than I would expect, definitely towards the higher percentile. So that's kind of where I see the imbalance.
John Coya, from your view in Beloit, what do you wish that more customers knew about your job and what you do?
You know, it's working. I'm also at a higher end kind of craft cocktail place. So the people that are coming up to the rooftop typically are pretty well informed what they're getting into up there. It's you know, it's high end, better atmosphere. Like we have this, again, we have upgraded rails too up there. So for the most part, it's great. But then there's a few customers that just kind of, you know, they just don't understand like the whole craft cocktail atmosphere. But we have a lot of other stuff they could drink too, you know. So,
Carly, what are your thoughts? What do you wish more customers understood about the work you do?
I wish they knew that it's a lot of multitasking. It's a lot of remembering orders, remembering drinks, remembering, you know, everything that's going on in that situation in that moment. But then also the service industry can be a career for a lot of people. And some people want that to be their career. I personally, that was my trajectory. That's what I wanted for my life, was to stay in the service industry in whatever capacity that I could. And I veered off of that just slightly, but I still see myself in the service industry as long as I can possibly do it, because I love it so much. And I think that sometimes I get the comments from people, you know, what's your other job or what's your real job? And I think I kind of wish that some customers would realize that, you know, I am good at my job because I actually enjoy it, and it is something that I want to continue doing.
How does that make you feel when you get those comments? You know, what is your other job or what is your real job?
It's not the greatest feeling for sure, but I come from a really small town, so I'm kind of used to the environment. I'm used to the people. I'm used to those kind of comments of the, I think smaller towns can be a little bit more judgmental when it comes to just that kind of environment, because they know everybody. Everybody knows everybody. And yeah, it does kind of hurt my feelings a little bit, but you know, it's also one of those things where as a bartender, you can kind of have that banter back and forth, and I'm able to kind of brush it off in that way.
John, you wrote this impassioned speech on the cusp of 2026 that you posted to Facebook about the love you have for your profession. What are some of those emotions that bubble up?
Oh, yeah. I like making the moments happen between not just me and the customer, but between other customers too. And just having that atmosphere where people can just relax and enjoy their time. It's one of my favorite things. And just that atmosphere of conversation and conviviality and just, you know, all the good stuff that being at a really good bar is about, you know.
If tips weren't accepted, if you had a set wage, would you do what you do?
I'd have to be a lot higher wage than they're normally paying right now. I'll just say that.
What about for you, Ethan? How do you feel about that question?
Well, definitely to make it sustainable for anybody, it would have to be a higher hourly wage. But mm-hmm. I think if we were compensated in that way, yeah, it's something that I love. Started off not being a bartender. I was just making drinks at home. I was working in kitchens. And then when 2020 came around and we couldn't get a drink anywhere, I started making drinks at home, and I realized it was something I loved, and that's why I went for it. I like to do what I like for a living, and that's very near and dear to me, very important. And so I guess in a short answer, yes, this is what I want to be doing. This is what I would be doing. But obviously, if we took away the tips, if we took away that without a higher standard hourly rate, it would not be sustainable.
Well, Carly, John, and Ethan, thank you so much for sharing about your profession. Thank you for joining us.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
That is Ethan Radecki, a bartender at Commodore Club in Appleton. John Coya, head bartender and banquet captain at the Rooftop at Hotel Goodwin in Beloit. And Carly Passer, a bartender and server at Junction Pub in Milton. They were with us to share their experiences with tipped wages as state lawmakers consider removing income taxes on tips. And as the federal tax filing season is underway with new deductions on tips and overtime. And if your career is heavily reliant on tips, share what you're experiencing at tax time and what the mix of tips and wages are like in your industry. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.